Happy 2026. I hope your holidays were wonderful, and if they weren't all you wanted them to be, well, at least they're over. Time to take a deep breath, regroup, and move on. Now, I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. No, I do what my niece Caitlin calls setting an intention. She works down to the Mahoosic health food and seems to have the inside scoop on all things new agey. An intention is gentless, she says. When you break a resolution, well, it's done. With an intention, you may lose sight of it, but that doesn't mean it's lost forever. All you have to do is refocus on it. That works for me, because one of my intentions is to be a bit kinder to myself. And that's what setting an intention is all about. Though this year, I'm approaching it a little different. Instead of asking myself what I want to accomplish, I'm focusing more on how I want to feel. Make sense? Here's what I'm talking about. A resolution might be something like, I want to lose that 15 pounds again. But the intention is, I want to eat healthier and be more active. And the feeling behind that is, I want to feel healthy. For me, it's easier to connect with that feeling. It's a deeper kind of thing, if you know what I mean. When I'm tempted, I can stop and ask myself, will eating this chocolate eclair make me feel healthy? Or will I feel healthier if I don't eat it? Checking in with how you feel will let you know whether you're on the right track or not. It'll feel right or it won't. Then you can go ahead and deal with the eclair. Sometimes, though, it's hard to figure out the feeling behind the goal. Say your goal is to fit into your old skinny jeans. Here's one way to go about it. Write that goal on a piece of paper, then ask yourself, and what's that going to get me? Keep asking yourself that question until you can't think of anything else. Here's what I mean. Your goal, I want to fit into the skinny jeans. And what's that going to get me? Oh, I'll be able to fit into other stuff in my closet, like that navy suit I only wore once. And what's that going to get me? Well, I'll feel more confident. And what's that going to get me? I can apply for that new job. And what's that going to get me? I'll feel happier and more fulfilled. So the real goal is I want to feel confident, happy, and fulfilled. The thing is, you can't get into those old jeans until you lose weight. But starting right now, you can choose to feel confident, happy, and fulfilled. You know, kind of fake it till you make it. Isn't that exciting? Because your goal is so much bigger and more beautiful than those damn skinny jeans. Bottom line, if you're focusing on feeling confident, happy, and fulfilled, it's going to be easier to do what you need to do to get into those jeans. Or to hell with it, focus on feeling good, get rid of the old jeans, and buy yourself some new ones. Either way, it's a win-win. So I guess my question for you is, how do you want to feel in 2026? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.